Speaking.
Hi, Albert. It's Yochava Chefer. I'm a friend on the
Hey,
news.
yo, so good to hear from you.
Hi, how are you?
Doing wonderful, thank you. I never ask how people are doing because I know they want me to tell them you survived your fasting last week.
I survived the fasting, but now, like, I'm having a very hard time surviving this holiday being all by myself. It's like it's
Yeah.
horrible is not the word.
Let's get you rolling. Let's take a look here. Please, let me have your date of birth. December
7th,
ninth.
77.
Beautiful. And your hour of birth, the time you were born?
10:10 p.m.
Beautiful. And that's in Brooklyn, New York, correct?
Correct. Good memory.
Thank you. Sometimes. Okay, thank you. You have to concentrate. You're going to hear me talking to myself. I need to look at three things here, so please ignore, okay? I got to do a deep dive here. Okay, so that is number one. Yes, that is you. I need to look now at dive number two. Awesome. And now dive number three. Okay, great. Now let me put them all together. Okay. Here we go. Okay, now. Got it. And the last one there. Nice. Okay, let's take a look here. All right, so let's look at this. I'm talking all to myself. Oh, God, yeah. Yo, this is a very emotional period, very highly sensitive period, and you need to watch your stomach. Now, this month, this goes even back. If I'm going to rewind a little, these 6 weeks have not been the easiest. They've been brutal, especially on an emotional level. And just know that in about two weeks, this is improved drastically. And I'm seeing some communication picking up here with one of your kids as well. So this emotional period here about family, about emotions, they're heavy. And, let me say this. Emotions never dominate a person. They come and go like an ocean wave. They go up and down. It's what we do about the emotion. And by no means am I saying to sweep the emotions under a carpet as if they're not happening. No, it's important that you're processing your feeling. But what I'm saying is a feeling will never destroy a person. I really believe that feelings have one of three purposes. Either A, it's to make a person dig deeper within them, or B, it's to get them to formulate, to take action.
Yeah, but do you know what it means to spend a holiday all by yourself and you have three boys at home? I mean, my oldest one, bless him, my Aaron, he calls me, but he called me like too close to the holiday. So I also don't have a sitter here, so it's a little difficult. But like, I was supposed to go away for the first days. He could have came with me if he'd have called me earlier. And my second two sons are, I think, here to call me. I don't know why. I really don't understand. I'm like, how are they going to get married? I mean, like, the better of a son you are, and they always used to be, unless they're just destroyed also, the better you transfer that love to your mother and you transfer to your wife. That's usually what happens.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what my mother used to tell me. I noticed that I always tell my son, my oldest son, like, I love him to pieces. I say, like, one day you give this all to your wife and you don't even look at me. I mean, you could look at me, but, like, your wife is always right. Forget about how I did your shirts. No one's doing them like me. It doesn't matter. Whatever she does is the correct way. I mean, that's what I always tell my sons. But Akiva, November 9th, 1998. Yona, September 7th, 2000. Why didn't they call me?
Let me take a
My
look.
husband brought them home from Israel just because his image is going to look better. He has all the kids. He's going to look great. It's the only reason why he brought them home.
I've got a couple of things here for you. In terms of why no call, I I don't know how to say this gingerly, so I'm just going to go out and say it, okay? To me, it feels like the father feeds them a little too much negative juice. I know that's not what you want to hear, and I'm so sorry to say it that way.
No, really? The father really has been telling them negative things?
It feels like that, yeah.
He is such a jerk. He is such a jerk. I can't believe it.
Yeah. It seems like the father may be very critical and a bit rebellious when it comes to communicating ideas. And it can get to the point of it feeling a bit harsh. And I do have to say this. Yo, please be careful with what you say or do. Because I'm looking at this closer. Now, I want to just put everything together like a jigsaw puzzle, okay? Earlier I said these last 6 weeks, but, you know, I even want to...
Well, wait a second. How come Aaron called me then?
I'm sorry?
How come Aaron called me? October 20th, 97.
I'm sorry, how come he did call you? I'm not curious.
Yeah, Aaron did call me.
Okay.
My oldest son.
Okay, I can look.
He was able to withstand the pressure.
Well, let me look into this one a little bit differently. His date of birth is October what?
October 20th, 97.
Beautiful. You wouldn't have his time of birth, would you?
What time was his time of birth?
I know you have many children, and I know he's just crisscrossed one time of birth for another. So if you don't, no worries. I can work with this.
It was PM. It was PM.
Okay.
Probably like 8-something PM, if I were to guess.
Okay.
Or 10-something PM.
You know what? Let's just say 9 PM just to work evenly. Was that in Brooklyn, New York?
No, it was in New York City, New York.
Okay. Yeah, I can... They both work almost the same, so no worries. Okay, I need to tap in and concentrate, and I have something very important to tell you. But let me first answer this question, okay? So I'm tapping and taking a look at this. You know, this is easy. Yo, I can see where the two of you do have a bond, and he has a little bit of what I would call mother's guilt. So he has a little bit of guilt, but he has a very strong sense of family. The two of you have a common theme there. So I think he is more of an ally. I think he's also more mature, and they see things a lot differently. So with
no, I'm saying I'm exceptionally close to him.
Yeah.
Like I would go to the moon for him.
I didn't hear that last sentence. I didn't hear that last chunk. I heard exceptionally close.
I said him. I would go to the moon for him.
Yeah,
I love him so much, and he loves me also. I mean, I was 19 when I gave birth to him. He doesn't, you know, he's not going to like if I say anything bad about his father, but, like, he definitely, I mean, he loves me to pieces, that I could tell you.
Yeah, it shows. It shows. I agree. I go beyond agreeing with this. So in terms of why he would reach out, that is because there is a strong bond between the two of you. And it shows. It truly does. And I do want to jump in and say this. Yo, there are two things that you want to just be a little bit mindful of. Number one, please be mindful in terms of speaking ill about the father. Because that can just bring up more hostility between other members of the family. You know, we all experience feelings and events differently. You know, one person may laugh, the other one may take it too personally, the other person may get angry, another person may have another reaction. I just think that...
I speak to nobody. He doesn't let me speak to anyone. He disconnected the phones. I speak to nobody. You know, like my daughter Rivka, she's also over 18. March 9th, 02. She believes all the lies. She's apparently being lied to right and left.
Yes, I agree.
Because, there's I mean, to definitely like, says what's on her mind. So she's for sure saying things. And she's like, oh, you have visitation once a week. I said, no, I have visitation four times a week. Like, she just, it's so obvious that she's hearing lies. It's, like, not even funny.
Agreed. Now, yo, I've got a very important message that I got to give you.
Yeah.
Can I? Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. I really want you to understand this picture, because this picture is not done. Okay? I want to rewind a little bit and take you back to the last 2 years. This has been brutal. And it feels to me it's gotten a little bit worse, a lot worse possibly. Now, the technical here answer is one more year. But here's the concern I have. That new moon that we have around the 25th of October, I think, that is going to trigger this. That's a solar eclipse. And here's what I'm concerned about. I'm concerned that it's going to activate upsets. Yo, it may increase for you on an emotional level. And I have to go back to what I mentioned earlier. Emotions may activate. It's what you do about the emotions. Again.
You think I may lose it?
Yeah.
Are you scared I can't lose it?
No, you nailed it. I think you may. Well, I think he could lose it, but I'm more concerned about you because it's your reading, your energy. I am concerned you're going to lose it. Yes, that's a very good way of putting it. And what I'm saying is, yo, I'm not...
I mean, if I... They're waiting for me to lose it that they could, like, put me in some psych ward. Like, that's everyone's dream.
Hear me out, please, because I really want to make sure you got this. Yo, you're entitled to your feelings. And if it means you need to journal, if it means you need to get a punching bag, if you need to be in a room and just scream, I am saying you feel your feelings and you process them, but please... be careful with ganging up on somebody, especially the spouse. Please. Because, yo, the last thing we need is to make one problem into two problems. Again, emotions will settle, but I am concerned because I know that this eclipse is going to activate this given cycle, and it may get more intensive these next 2 to 3 months. So what can you do about it? And yo,
hold on. You see, I had, they always call me this easy psychics, and they were all telling me that it's going to be over by the end of this month.
That what's going to be over?
Like what, the hardships?
Well, I would never be able to justify anybody's reading. I got to work with what I'm picking up on, okay?
So you're not picking that up?
No, I'm not. No, I'm not. Now, what I do want to, if I do need to speak, okay?
Speak.
I will. Thank you. Yo, it's very important that you find the right outlet to get your feelings out. And this is where we turn to prayer. This is where we turn to meditation. This is where we can turn to religion, whether it's exercise, whether it's music. I am saying find the outlets. It's going to help you. Now, technically speaking, could that be interpreted as the hardships ending? Possibly, because you're exercising a solution. So from that angle, okay. You know, everybody's going to interpret, okay, this is red. Another person's going to say it's maroon. Another person's going to say it's between red and maroon. Everyone has a different eye. But to me, I really feel that you really want to get onto this. And, you know, I don't know if it's a matter of spirituality. I don't know if it's a matter of you tackling meditation. But it's going to require that you do something. And whatever that something is, yo, if it works for you, you use it.
I know. I feel like I need like a therapy regimen.
There you go. Absolutely. That is another form. You know, we find there are many different modalities. And you know something, yo? There are more. No one says that you have to have only one modality. You know, 12-step programs are incredible. that's another modality. It's not just for addiction. There are also for emotions. There are also relationship 12-step programs. 12-step programs are free. That's another modality. Sometimes it's a combination. It's like a buffet table. You get a little bit of, I don't know, spaghetti, and then you get a side, you know, salad or something. You know, sometimes it's a matter of putting together from a buffet table different modalities, different food groups, so that it works for you, and you take what works for you, and you leave the rest, and you find something else that also works for you, and you can combine. No one says that you have to stick to one thing, and I'm encouraging you that because, yo, this is a period where your inner strength is going to be needed. And you will get through it because you're a strong one. You don't crack because you are very disciplined. I know you are. And when you set your mind
you
to something...
You think I'm disciplined?
No. I'm sorry?
You think I'm disciplined?
I think you are. When you have to exercise your discipline, you have it in you.
I mean, I'm disciplined with matters of God. I mean, I took a taxi, let's say, and the guy, like, wanted to, like, sit in the back with me. I mean, like, forget it. Like, I said, I need God. Like, sorry, I can't do this. Like, I'm not bending with God.
I really feel you have it in you to find it within you.
But, like, my family is, like, very, very not nice. I'm saying my sisters, brothers, and there's so many wealthy people. Or let's say my father. Like, they don't let him give me money. And, like, I need money desperately.
Let me look at that. Should I look at that? Yo. I'm sorry, can you
hear
me? Should I look at
it? Yeah.
Sure, thank you so much. Talking to myself, concentrating, I need to tune into that. Okay, so I need to look at this second. Okay. Yeah, that's it right there. Okay, beautiful. What's going on there? Okay, and then this one's coming up. Okay, finally. All right, so what do we got going on here?
Not bad,
actually. Not bad at all. I do see increases, opportunity for increases, especially right now. We're what, in October, next month? Yep, there are opportunities here. I am seeing increases. But just be a little bit careful, because just as quickly as it comes in, it goes out.
What do you mean? Who's going to be nice to me?
I wouldn't be able to see who, but I can see you have opportunity.
What about my father? January 29th, 41 or 42.
Okay. Let me take a look to see if I can get, if it's the father, talking to myself, okay? I'm looking at, what am I looking at? I am looking at 23. It looks like a yes. Ask and you shall receive. The answer is yes. Yes.
I'll tell you, what do you make up of a guy named Mendy Moskowitz? I hired him to, like, help me. In other words, be my advocate. And, like, he just yells at me, you had a fight with your sister, or you did this. He just, like, shouts at me. He's not my advocate. He's, like, blaming me for everything. Like, maybe my sister is wrong. Or what does that have to do with my husband? My husband knows my family is crazy.
What's this gentleman's name again? I'm sorry, Moskowitz? I didn't get that.
Mendy Moskowitz.
I'm going to call him Mendy. Nice and easy. Okay, let me take a look. Ooh, be careful with this guy.
Double agent?
When you mean double agent, are you referring to is your spouse behind something there?
No, or maybe he just has, like, a big mouth. I mean, either double agent, meaning nefarious double agent, like Moshe Klein is giving him money, or he just, I don't know. He got insulted that I didn't want to take his food. I mean, he lied to me, so I got upset.
This man does look questionable. Agreed. And this feels very greedy. it feels inconsistent, and it feels a little bit like betrayal. You would need to watch this guy. Is this guy an attorney by chance of yours?
No, but he was officially helping me. But, like, he just, like he said, don't worry, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do it. He wasn't doing anything. I felt, like, so let down, like my mood plummeted. He said, you'll stay by me for the holiday. He didn't invite me. He said, I'll give you food. I said, I don't need food. You know what I mean? Like, don't tell me, oh, you're staying by me if you have no intention of inviting me.
Be a little bit mindful of this person, because I could see it looks like the opportunity for a betrayal here. Please be careful with this man.
And, like, he said that, like, I said, Bela, why'd I text to her? So he's calling Bela. I said, why are you talking to Bela? The stupid Bela Perlstein. My husband is still taking phone calls from Bela Perlstein.
Let me take a look. How do I see that?
January.
Oh, I wouldn't need the date of birth. I have to do something else for that. But I appreciate it. Thank you. Not for that one. Let me see what I can do on this one. I'm going to put talking here, 9, and I'm going to put... not really. I'm getting a no answer, believe it or not.
Oh, so he's... No, it could be he's getting annoyed at her. Because her husband is my husband's friend. And she thought she was going to marry my husband. And my husband is never going to do that to his friend. Never. And I kind of told her, I said, my husband's never being attracted to someone your age. And if we get married again, he wouldn't be attracted to someone my age either. He has enough money to marry someone 10 years younger. And, like, he hates tough people. I was very rude to her. But it was too bad. And I said, he's not going to be attracted to a box-shaped woman. That was very rude of me. But
well,
she was terrible to me. She was telling me that I have to go to, like, a mental institution. So I said that she's a box-shaped person.
Well,
sorry.
No. I mean, that's what I mean. This activation may increase, actually. And that may, careful with that escalating, because it could escalate in the next, technically speaking, that eclipse is on the 25th. Right now is what, the 12th, the 11th, the 12th? The 12th. And just in about 2 weeks, this can escalate. And what I will say here is this, we never have to react. We only need to respond. And if the response feels heated, step away. Sometimes silence is louder.
I hear. I have to, like, it's, like, not my nature. I have to really, like,
empower yourself.
Yourself.
And that's where I'm tying that in with the modalities.
So 1 second, but I'm glad my husband's not talking to Bela. Is that because my kids are home, so he's scared?
I wouldn't be able to get that answer. Impossible. I would never be able to see the why. There's nothing. If I can't get an answer, I'll tell you straight out. That's unfortunate.
Oh, or because I scared her. I must have scared her because she called Mendy to complain about it. It must have bothered her a lot.
I could say this. I mean, there is a sour taste in a lot of people's minds. So I could see it could be a combination. It could be circumstances. It could just be that they just don't want to deal with it. It could be a combo. There may not even be one.
A sour taste on whose mind? My husband's mind or her mind?
I'm sorry, your husband is... Well, I didn't get that. I didn't hear that clearly. I'm sorry.
A sour taste on whose mind?
I think everybody's got a sour taste on their mind. She has, he has, a couple of people have.
My children have, or they're still, like, believing her?
No, I'm referring to the question, which was why, and I'm answering that specific, the reason why I would not be able to answer. Yeah, I'm only on that topic.
I hear. Okay, Is there hope that we'll get back together?
No, there isn't. And not recommended at all.
But forget about recommending. Do you think he's going to, like, ask me?
I think he may try to drag it out. But I don't see that as asking. I see it more as dragging it out.
Dragging out what? The court case?
Correct.
Why? Because he wants me to break?
Possibly, yeah. And, of course, money.
What is he going to gain? Am I going to find the money? Because tomorrow I plan on hiring the forensics.
Good for you. Please do that. Okay. There was a question before that. I didn't hear the question before then. Remember, I got one.
Am I going to find the money?
I think you are. You're going to find something. You are going to find something. The answer is yes.
What about the jewelry? My husband claims he has no idea where the jewelry is. I mean, I have an idea. It's in the safe box, or he gave it to his cousin, Shloimeh Einhorn, and he sold it.
The jewelry, I think, may be unobtainable. That may be difficult.
Why?
It feels like it may have either been sold or passed down even further.
So if I call Shloimeh Einhorn for, it's not loss. Did my husband do something with it?
I feel like it's either been passed down or sold.
So my husband sold it, then he gave it to Shloimeh Einhorn to sell.
I wouldn't be able to see who he could have given it. Impossible.
Why?
There are certain things I can see and certain things I can't. Believe me, if I can do that, yo, the FBI would hire me.
No, I'm just saying the name Shloimeh Einhorn.
I'm sorry?
The name Shloimeh Einhorn, his cousin. His cousin deals with Simon.
Even if I were to get a name, I mean, yo, it could have been this man's hands for 1 second and then gone to somebody else. It just feels like it's been passed down.
So how much money did my husband get for it?
I wouldn't be able to get that.
I can't believe he sold my jewelry. I'm like...
Yeah. It feels like it's been passed. It feels like it's far from him. Far and away. Yeah.
So that's awful. So let's say we put a thing, so we're each going to get $500,000.
I think you may... This forensic accountant that you went with... I'm sorry, forensic accountant. Is this a forensic investigator? What type of forensic person is this?
I didn't hire them yet, but there's a private investigator and there's a forensic accountant.
Good for you.
Forensic accountant. Yeah, I mean, I'm going to need the money to pay them, but let's say the jewelry, I mean, unless he gets, like, phone records, you think that's going to be possible?
I'm sorry, if the investigator can get phone records.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, the cops would have to request it.
Well, yeah, I believe those have to be subpoenaed. But, you know, in the investigator's world, anything is possible. So let me take a look to see what I can come up with. I'm talking to myself. I need to look at a couple of things here. Okay, let me put the investigator... Where do I put the investigator? Okay. I'm going to put the spouse here, and I'm going to put the phone records there. It looks like they may be able to find something. I don't know if it's precisely the phone records, but there may be some type of communication record. That could also be just email or just something in the communication world. But there is something that they're going to be able to fish. That I just see.
What, about the jewelry?
No, about the phone records.
Oh, you're saying about the phone records, so they'll be able to see what it says in it? In other words, the script of it?
I'm sorry, I'm not understanding.
The script of what it says in it, or just he called Shloimeh Einhorn?
I believe it's just going to show more of the log, a very summarized log. I think they may be able to tap into that.
So then, I'm not hiring this to fail.
I'm sorry, you're not hiring? I didn't get that last for sale. What was it?
The sale that I was going to. I don't want to use my lawyer anymore because I feel like
You need a different attorney. You absolutely need a different attorney. Absolutely.
No, I find like it would have been so easy to prove my case. Why am I not with my children already? My husband drinks. I have proof. I mean, you just have to subpoena the pharmacy and the dealer, and you see that he's an alcoholic.
You need a
that alone should disqualify him. He's doing nothing about the how do you call it? He's not listening right and left to court orders. But do you think Sherry Eisen Press is going to rule in my favor? That stupid judge.
Let me take a look to see what I get here, talking to myself. And I'm sorry, that's a female, correct?
She's a female who's gay and acts like a male.
Okay. Okay, I need to concentrate. Let me take a look. 18. I, believe it or not, this looks supportive. I think you may come out better than he will. But I'm just double-checking something here. Bear with me. I am now looking at the 7 and then the 9 from 7. Yeah, I do believe you're still coming out well with this. You know, I think there are two possibilities here, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But first I want to say I do see something favorable for you. So let's just get that, you know, like the bold topic, the bold headline. Underneath that, it's either a fair distribution, but I still see it in your favor. I don't see you losing.
And the children?
That's where I think there may be something joint. And part of this distribution could be like a joint distribution.
No, that's money. Let's say half and half. I cannot lose my babies.
Of course.
You think my husband's going to want them? He's not.
I think this is being done as a power trip to manipulate, to control. That's right.
I know, but he's not going to. Who's he going to remarry if he has these kids? It's just making everything so messy.
I know. And yo, I got to tell you something. It is impossible to rationalize with the irrational. Let me explain this.
I hear you. I know.
Sure, go ahead.
No, go ahead. No, because it says never argue with someone that believes their own lies.
Exactly. Rationalizing with the irrational is illogical. They make disconnected decisions.
So right now, why is he my enemy?
I think this is all about control and manipulation and money.
But I left him a message. If he gives me the kids, I won't need them. I won't look after the money. He doesn't believe me?
I think he's holding on very tight because you know too many secrets.
Well, because I know too many things.
Yes, exactly. And he knows that you can take him down in a heartbeat. I think he may cover that up with a lot of pride, and he won't show that vulnerability, but I think in that deep-seated root, that's what this is all about.
I mean, I did say, like, I know things, but it wasn't you. I have to tell him that I know. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's honest me. I'm a straight shooter.
Inside, he may be the scared little boy. On the outside, he's not going to show you that because he doesn't want you to win. This is, you know what this is like? This is going to sound awful, but this is like playing a game of chess or checkers or poker. One doesn't show the reaction on the face because they want to win the game. That may tip the opponent, and they don't want to do that. That's how I see him. He's very calculated, very strategic.
I know. He's very strategic, and I'm not. I'm a straight shooter, and I'm a tad naive. I'm not dumb, but I'm not shrewd. He's a shrewd guy. And I don't wish that I would be shrewd. I'm happy I'm not shrewd. I just want to be a mother to my kids, and that's it.
Yeah. I think that, yo, please, the number one message that comes here, these next 2 months are very vulnerable periods. Watch what you say. Watch what you do. Thank
you. Who is he going to remarry?
I wouldn't be able to get you a name, but what I can do is look at the basic energy, okay? So I need to talk to myself. Let me see what I get here, okay? All right.
You have a question?
I don't need it, actually, but thank you. What I want to look at is something else. Okay, this is one going to be a very weird answer, okay? It feels like it's somebody that may be a... He may feel like somebody who may be connected through a friend or a group. In other words, a friend can introduce them, or it's through some type of association of a group that he meets this person. And it feels very much very surfacey, not emotionally based.
What do you mean by surfacey?
Intellectual. It's not romantic. It's very sexual, like the news.
Like, what does she look like?
I would never be able to get you that. Impossible. Maybe a little bit younger. Maybe. But I would be able to get you that. It's impossible for me to get you that.
But he's going to feel great that he's marrying somebody younger?
I think for him, it's a control thing. I think for him, it's his way of controlling somebody, especially if it's by spoiling or taking care. It's a way of controlling.
Don't tell me he's going to spoil her and take care of her. I'm going to die when he didn't spoil and take care of me.
I think he uses money as a weapon.
I know, but he never spoiled me with the money.
Technically speaking, that is a form of control. Spoiling is a form of control. Using money as a weapon is a form of control. Money as control is the main theme. Underneath that, that could be so many variations.
He was so mean to me. He was so mean to me, he didn't give me a penny. Now suddenly, like, this wife number two is going to get tons of money?
Right now, I don't see him going near that. I think he's trying to clean this up because he does want to move on with his life, but he's fearful that he's going to lose a chunk of money as well.
Well, he is going to lose a chunk of money if we get divorced because I'm going to get 50% of it.
Yeah. I think you may actually be able to get more if you get this investigator to dig, because I think there's a lot that you can find. I really do. I think there's more than you know.
You think there's more than like $5 million?
I would never be able to get an exact dollar amount. Impossible. But I know that there's more than you're aware of. That I can tell you. Yeah.
How long has he been doing real estate for?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand that. How long has he been doing real estate for?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a tricky one. Let me see if I can get you an answer. If I can't, I'm going to tell you I can't. Let me take a look. Okay. Let me just take a look. What do I want to put that in? I'm looking now at what? It feels like it's been a long time. This has been for a while. Maybe more than 4 or 5 years. This feels long.
I mean, I know real estate that goes back for like 8 years, 7 years.
Yeah, it's definitely more. It's more than four or five. That I can tell you. I can't say exactly when it started, but I know I just feel more comfortable staying more than 4 or 5 years. That I can definitely
tell you. So he thinks he's going to divorce me, leave me without a penny, take my 13 kids, and leave me all by myself? That's what he wants me to do?
I don't see it that way. I think he's trying to get the cheapest way of being able to do this. I also think he's very scared that you're going to annihilate him because you know a lot. You have a lot of dirt on him pretty much, and he fears that.
But I need to get a private investigator.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm sure now he's not running for Mars.
Whoa, running for Mars? What was that?
No, I'm sure now he's not running to bars because he's scared.
Ah. You do
so how
investment.
Do I...
You do
how do
investment.
I...
Go ahead.
How do I find out about his previous mistakes?
You need an investigator. And here's what I wanted to say. Yo, I'm advising you get a new lawyer as well.
I'm getting a new lawyer. I told my lawyer already he could send in his resignation. One Sunday when I didn't have thing and he couldn't do anything, when he was ignoring the person that I should have the ignoring the how do you call it the supervisor about having. About having my children tomorrow, and he was like ignoring them. If he was ignoring me, I'm like, you know something? I have a very funny feeling. I had a funny feeling from the get go.
Yeah, I get a feeling that he is really trying, like a squirrel, trying to hide the stock for the winter supply. I get a feeling he is very fearful because he knows that you have a lot and. I also believe that he may get a little bit sloppy, and I think this is more reason why you need an investigator. And did you go through a list of investigators to check out first?
I went to one that was 5-star.
Okay.
I'm not going to do the one that my lawyer said so, and the lawyer said I should go to.
Oh, I didn't understand that part with the lawyer. I heard 5-star. It was after 5-star I didn't get it. I'm sorry.
No, I saw something that was 5-star, but I'm not going to go to the one that the lawyer said I should go to.
Yeah, you definitely want someone that's not even connected to this lawyer. This lawyer is not recommended at all.
What's with him?
I just think, honestly, it's a mixture of things. It could simply be his mind. The lawyer's mind is on a different level. There could be something there that just looks a little bit crooked, a little bit shady. It just looks very untrustworthy.
It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I agree.
Now, why do you say about Ashley Kiersing?
I'm sorry, is that a different attorney? I just need to make sure.
No, that's my husband's attorney.
Okay. Well, if we could get more specific with the question, what about that attorney? What's your question?
I hope she slips up.
Ah.
She says such outrageous, crazy things.
Yes, she does. You know, she is the type of person who will pull something out of a hat just to stir the pot, as they say. She's a loose cannon, and you need someone that can handle that and that could easily think on their feet and come back with something else.
So I think I gave you a name once. Let me give you this name. 1 second.
I'm sorry, what was it?
A name of a lawyer. 1 second. Let me give it to you.
Oh, sure. Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I'm chewing in your ear.
No worries. I don't even hear it.
Okay, good.
He's getting me nervous the way he ignored my texts. I'm sorry. He's in Florida. He's getting me nervous, this thing.
When was the last time he sent you a text?
No, I sent him. But I'll tell you one other question I have. Let me just write here, Elliot. Oh, this is it.
I want to make a comment about that. Would that be okay?
Mm-hmm.
Please limit your interaction with him.
I mean, once he's fired, I just have to pick up my stuff. No, he actually, I wouldn't have the guts to fire him, but he said that he sent his resignation because he wanted more money. So I'll leave it at that.
Okay. So it's time for a new attorney.
But I hope he didn't, like, lose all my stuff.
No. I think he may give you a power trip. But no.
What do you mean?
More money.
I know. He wants I should give him more money. He wants I should give him 50 more thousand.
Yeah. This guy's all about greed. It's all about the dollar signs with him. There's a very...
I know, but, like... But let's say I give him 50,000 and he has to do he has to do a motion. He's not going to want the motion to come out of the 50,000. You know what I mean?
Be careful, though, with this guy, because I get a feeling at the last minute, if you give him more money, he may change his tune and try to come across as he can be helpful. You really want to move forward with a different attorney.
Look, if after 8 months he won nothing for me, mm-hmm. then that's it. I think I told you this. Maddie?
That's all I need. Just Maddie. That's fine. Is that a man or a woman?
M-A-D-D-Y.
Cheers. That's a woman?
Yeah, if she still exists.
Okay, let me take a look. Talking to myself, I need to tap into that, okay? All right, go with Maddie. Not bad. I think she is qualified. She could do this. I just question what is on her platter. The short answer is not bad, definitely a million times better than the one that you're currently with. And if we had to pick our poison between, you know, McDonald's or Burger King, you know, which one are we going to choose? She is a million times better than this one, but I still think that there's somebody else that you can get that's better than her.
This is Maddie Nisanoff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's definitely by far a million times better than this guy. I just think that there's somebody else, and that simply could be something technical, yo. It could simply be what she has on her platter and her ability to focus. That's all it is. But I'm sorry?
You think she's too old?
No. I'm saying that she may have a lot on her platter. So the amount of time and the deep concentration that she can provide and the out-of-the-box thinking where her, I call it the mental and the emotional bandwidth. It just seems like she may be so consumed. She may be swamped is what I'm getting at. She's much better than the one that you're with.
Well, I should go to the... There's an organization here that they deal with abused women.
Okay. Yes. Now, we talked about that. We have spoken about that. And, you know, that was something that came up. And I think I definitely, yes, I do recommend that. Yes.
So I should go to their lawyers, even if they work pro bono?
Or let it be a springboard where they can guide you. It's either one or the other. I think the Maddie person is incredible compared to this guy, but I just think that she may be so busy. And, you know, sometimes these organizations, the most they can do is just give us, like a referral, and it's from that something better comes along. I still think that organization would be a good idea to reach out to. Yes, I do.
Because I want to come as, like, an abused woman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, this is...
Which is what I am.
Your children are being used as a weapon against you. That's abuse. That's emotional abuse. That's emotional and psychological abuse. You're also experiencing financial abuse.
And mental abuse. He's not giving me my children. He's alienating them.
And verbal abuse, I would imagine.
No, he doesn't talk to me. Even worse. Silent treatment.
That's still verbal abuse.
You know, if I'm going to ask him for a divorce, he's going to ignore me. If I'm going to ask him to come, if I should come back, he's going to ignore me.
Yeah, you have enough grounds to at least speak with somebody there.
The question is, I'll tell you what the big question is. The order of protection is coming off, whether he wants it or not.
I'm sorry, is that like a restraining order?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, just for clarity, you have it against him or he has it against you? I just need to make sure I'm clear.
The state of New York put it, but he was able to take it off, but he never did.
Okay, I'm sorry, that's not answering my question. The state of New York has it against him or
against
you?
Against me.
Got it. Now I'm clear.
I put one against him, but then I stopped it. Mm-hmm. Now, so I could technically go home and be with my children, and then my husband has to leave. But in order for me to do that, I would have to, go with pictures of myself beaten up, and, I hate to do it to my husband, but kind of, arrest him.
I don't recommend that.
You do not?
No, we don't. Unless it was true.
No, of course it's true.
Did he beat you up?
Yeah.
Then you need to take action.
I mean, he could say that, he could call people and say that I beat him up because he had some scratches. But, I have pictures, my arms, I showed it to cops once and whatever. Because that's the way I'll be able to get into the house. Otherwise, we're putting an order of protection against him.
No,
he's going to have to run away.
When did the physical abuse take place? When was the last time it took place?
I mean, I'm out of the house for 8 months. The picture that I have took place a year and a half ago. But
got it. That's when the cycle started, by the way. So, I need you to understand something. Just tying everything in so you understand this and it's crystal clear. There's something here that shows me that started about a year and a half ago. It's peaking exactly this month, and the emotions are going to rise, and it's in effect for one more year. Okay?
It's going to be a major backlash on me from a community. Everyone's going to say, oh my God, how do you arrest him? My kids may be against it. But what am I supposed to do? Live in a hotel for the rest of my life?
Exactly. No, but you can't protect him. If you do that, you're not defending yourself.
Right. That's what my rabbi said.
Yeah. And I'll tell you something else, too. That can help your divorce proceedings.
I still want to get back together with him, though. I feel like this is going to,
I wish I could say that, I really do. Never once has that ever come to me at all. And I'm sorry to say that, but, people come to me for the honest answers, and I can't sit here in good consciousness and tell you that. I can't.
He really is not interested in me again.
I think it's this, the level of repair work that would need to be done here is more repair work than the plastic surgery Michael Jackson has gotten. Okay? That's a lot.
So what does he need to get? When is he going to get married? Right away?
No. And, you know, don't worry about who he's going to get married to. There's something else that I need you to understand that is a very, very dominant theme here, okay? You're dealing with an individual with a severe addiction issue, severe control issues, severe manipulation issues, and it could also be psychological comes out of all of this as well. I know.
So you don't think he's going to get better with the wine?
No, I don't. Because he has to work on himself. A healthy relationship can't blossom if he still has some unhealthy behaviors. It's impossible.
So how's he going to get married again if he has addiction issues?
Well, that's what I'm referring to. Remember earlier I said it looks a bit superficial, very on the surface?
So what's he going to do, get married and get divorced?
It's basically a marriage that's very much like a robot. It's not an emotional-based relationship. It's more of a status-based relationship.
I know, but if she's pretty and he looks good, then he's going to feel good about himself.
That I don't see how that's any different than status. That's still a status relationship. But, yo, the bigger question is, why are you concerned about that? Because what you have to deal with...
I'm going to die of jealousy.
No, yo, listen. Really? You know how abusive he is. What, you think that's going to go away? No. He'll take
He's
the... No, yo, listen, the addiction is going to continue. The abuse is going to continue. It's just somebody else signs up for the job. If anything, congratulate her. Throw a party. Now it's her problem. You're liberated. You're free.
But maybe she's going to, like, not annoy her or something.
But yo, I got to tell you something. You can't worry about that. You need to focus on yourself.
Is he going to have more kids with her?
I don't think so. But, yo, listen, these questions, I'm not saying that they're invalid, but what I'm saying here is please understand there are more pressing and immediate concerns that are around you. And I would
just answer that. Why don't you think he's going to have kids? Because he's not going to be interested?
Possibly it could be financial and it could also be legal matters. It could be a combination. It could simply be she doesn't want them. It could be a combo. It's not just one thing. But, yo, there was something I was trying to
tell. If someone never had kids before and someone never got married before, she's going to want kids.
I can't go there. I don't have a date of birth, y'all.
Who am I going to marry?
You're going to need a while before you heal. You know that, right? Now,
I could heal with somebody.
I'm sorry?
I could heal with somebody. I don't want to wait till like I'm an old lady to get married.
Of course. Okay. Yo, right now, we really need to get organized. Please. First things first. You have to concentrate on getting through these divorce proceedings first. Let me just enlighten you for one moment, if that's okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Yo, the universe works in mysterious ways. Think about it. What if you meet somebody through these divorce proceedings? Do you see how all this is connected? Because there are no random events. Everything is connected. And what
I'm thinking of reaching out to somebody, my husband knows, but I also know him, Shui. I don't know what his last name is, but, like, he's divorced, and he, like, doesn't want to get married again because his wife is driving him crazy and he has to pay so much money to his wife. So I want to ask him, which lawyer did his wife use that they have to pay so much money?
That's not a bad idea. That's not a bad idea. It really isn't.
So he's in my community.
Mm-hmm.
I know the guy has money.
Let me just clarify this for a moment, okay? Because I want to make sure that you're clear on my answer there. That's not a bad idea for getting an attorney referral, but by no means is that, you know, like a green light for a romantic opportunity, okay? Just being very clear.
I mean, look, I can't have no romantic opportunity until I get a divorce.
Exactly.
A Jewish divorce. Get the court. I need to get a Jewish divorce. Otherwise, I'm a married woman. I mean, I'm still a married. I can't. I'm not an adulterer. I would.
One thing at a time. We have to stay focused and on a mission with an action plan. And
I don't think he's going to want to give me a divorce until he's done all this.
Okay. Never mind what he wants. Don't worry what he wants.
Do you see him giving me a get, like, tomorrow if I want one?
No, I don't. But I need you to hear me out, please. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. There are a couple of things you need on your list of action plans. Number one, new attorney. Number two, get this investigator to start rolling. Number three, get to the group. Those are three action plans. Please put that as the top three on your list.
Okay. I can't believe he's, like, destroying my household.
This is like getting into a boxing ring. If you're getting into the boxing ring with Mike Tyson, you have to put on your gloves.
He has 13 children. He's going to sit and destroy everybody's lives?
No. You're going to fight back. But you're going to need to
prioritize. No, I'm talking about my children. What about my 12-year-old son?
Sure. Let's be more specific. What about your child, your 12-year-old?
That poor guy has been fed such poison against me. How is he going to get married if he doesn't like have any relationship with his mother? You have a relationship with your mother, or gets transferred over to your wife.
He thinks his father
is great.
Mm-hmm.
He comes home from school early. My husband basically is just going to come home every single day at 5:30 and be home with him. That's going to be the end of my husband's achievements, whatever he wanted to achieve.
Okay. Because there's a wealth of information there. I need to know exactly which one I should look at first.
Of what? My son?
Yes.
February...
No, I don't need the birth date. I need to know exactly... I'll do it without the birth date. My question to you... What exactly are we trying to find? What exactly should we look into?
Is he going to like me one day? I know now he's negative.
Okay. That's easy for me to look at, talking to myself. Okay, so I'm going to put him in the fifth relationship with mom. 1, 2, 3, 4. It's going to require some work. It's not going to be something that's instant. It's going to require time. But with time and some maturity, I could see this improving. Doesn't feel immediate, but with time. And I also... I'm sorry. I want to finish my answer.
Yeah, sure.
I get a feeling when the father gets busted for something, he may have a change in perspective.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Thank you. I rest my case. The hammer gets thrown
up. No, I'm just saying, if he's going to realize that now he thinks his father is like the Messiah.
Yes. Yeah, agreed, yes. And the moment his father gets into trouble, the Messiah title is no longer there.
Then all my kids are gonna turn. Now, is he gonna get into trouble?
Yo, I need you to hear me out. Okay? There is so much panic that you're carrying. I know it's gonna help you release a lot of panic. Prioritize those top three things that came up. And remember earlier I was saying, whether it's religion, meditation, a group, change of therapist. These are four things on your list. Otherwise, you're going to be tossing and turning at night with the inability to sleep because you're worried about, and you have every right to worry, you have every right to your feelings.
Because I have zero support.
I know. And what I'm saying here is take action. These are four action steps you can take that will, are you ready for this, will help you with all of these things.
Like, I'm scared I'm, like, ruining my family.
That is definitely daunting. Yes, it is. And I want to say this, yo, regardless of what the circumstance would be, the fear would still be triggered. It would still be activated. And I want to say this too.
But you know something? He's ruining me. He's ruining me. He doesn't give a freaking hoot that I'm here. Does he care that I spent like the holiday all by myself?
I'll go there, but I want to finish what I was saying because this ties into this. Okay? Don't mean to be tough on you, but I want you to understand something. Fear can be a very positive thing because it lights the spark to motivate you to take action. Now, with regards to this question, I honestly feel he lives in his own bubble, that he doesn't look outside that bubble. It's not that he cares or doesn't care. He just doesn't give it attention. He doesn't prioritize that.
He doesn't give a freaking hoot. So what is he thinking about the whole day? His money?
He worries about his money, absolutely. That's pretty tight to him, absolutely. He's also fearful of being exposed. You know what that's like? That's like a person who did something illegal. They're scared they're going to be caught. Like a criminal. They did something that's a little bit questionable, and they're worried that their tracks are going to be traced.
Or his whatever he was watching or doing. I mean, who brought him to the bars? Moshe Klein?
I didn't understand that. Who was to the bars? Moshe Klein? What was
who brought him to the bars? Moshe Klein?
I would be surprised if that Moshe may have some type of connection involved. So possibly I'm leaning more on a yes on that, but I still think that there's more. It could be more than one person.
I can't imagine that there's more than one guy.
It feels like there's more than one connection.
I mean, if he is caught on that one, he's a nobody.
No, he's a nobody in
the society.
He is going to be caught on something, but you have to understand this too. This is also dependent on what can be dug up, and that's exactly why I'm encouraging an investigator.
So they would be able to do it if they're able to get phone numbers.
I wouldn't be able to say that's the only way. There's going to have to be more. I mean, they have to explore a lot of different avenues, okay?
Because I don't think he's going to go anymore.
You don't think he's going to do what anymore? I'm sorry.
I don't think he's going to go anymore. He's going to be scared.
I get a feeling that there's going to be something that's going to come up.
Like what?
Oh, just very illegal practices, illegal behavior, things that border ethics and things that look questionable. And it's about money.
No, I know the money, but I'm saying, I mean, if he pays for something that's illegal already,
mm-hmm.
He changed his address for those things. I mean, if you get his credit card statement, then he's toast.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think he's going to be caught?
I do.
Regarding these women?
I see him more getting caught with something that looks financially questionable.
Okay, so that's for sure. What I'm saying, you think about the women?
What, I wasn't looking at the women. What about the women?
Is he going to be caught that, let's say, he went to bars or...
You may have to throw that in with that. Yeah. Okay, my answer there is, if the investigator gets on this, there's something that they may be able to dig up. But it has to come from an investigator.
So do you think the investigator is going to be able to dig this up?
Yes. Yes.
So then he's toast.
Yeah, and that's why I'm saying, right now, this could be very activating for you. Which is why I'm encouraging you, please take action.
Now, if it's activating, I mean, I'm going to laugh at this. I'm going to be happy that he's getting caught because, you know something? He destroyed my reputation, and it's about time his reputation should be destroyed. Then he could beg me that I should come back. You think he's going to beg me?
No, I don't.
He's going to be so mad.
I think he's going to want to hide whatever he has. And I also think he fears that you're going to destroy him. And even if, and this is very hypothetical, even if he were to plead, This is not recommended because this is way too much of an abusive relationship where you don't trust this man at all.
But he sent me like these letters every day, like I'm like the best person ever, and like, I don't know, it looks so weird.
And one of the things that also comes up around that time frame of March and April, a lot of this could very well be coming to an end. Or it's nearing the end. But I do see that this can move you to the next phase of your life. You've got many milestones here. We need to get you through these next 2 months. They're not going to be easy. Now,
so let me ask you.
Yes.
Should I take a real estate course, or I should look into nursing, or nothing now?
No. That's a good question. That's a beautiful question. I want to do that for you. Concentrating, talking to myself. Okay. Okay. Where am I going to put this one here? I don't need all three. Just the first one. Yeah. Real estate. I got a question for you.
Yeah.
One of your parents, did they do something in real estate?
No. My cousin is like the number one real estate agent in New Jersey.
It's real estate.
Real estate I was always attracted to because it's you can make a lot of money.
Yep, that's exactly why I'm referring. Not nursing because, you know, it's the money. I think it's something more immediate, whereas nursing...
It's more immediate. Nursing is you're studying for 3 years.
And not only that, you have a family connection. I think they can pave the path. I'm going with real estate.
Right, no, because I'm also thinking that, like, after this is over, I'll pick myself up and move to, I would move to Lakewood. That's where my cousin is.
That's New Jersey.
Yeah.
Okay. I think that's a wise choice. I think that fresh new start is there. I know that in about 2 years approximately, you've got a lot of new starts around you. 2 to 2.5 years. I think real estate's beautiful for you. And in fact, it doesn't have to be just residential. It could also be commercial real estate.
Right. You start with that and then you go to commercial.
Okay.
The potential, I mean, God is the one that provides, but the potential is tremendous.
Absolutely. And you can also look into the type of real estate spaces that specialize in medical facilities, health-related facilities.
What, you think I should right away jump into commercial?
You know, I'm... In all
I mean,
honesty,
I could.
Sure, let me please answer your question.
Yeah.
I think you could just jump into real estate. I think commercial is great for you, but I would say, you know, if you can try to get some residential down there as well, I'm actually okay with both. I am leaning a little bit more on the commercial side. I really am. I can go in either direction on this one, to be honest with you, but I'm just leaning a little bit more on the commercial.
I hear. What do you think my husband's going to think, like, if he hears me taking a real estate course now? Or he's not going to give a freaking hoot?
I don't think he's going to give a hoot. And, yo, I got to tell you something. I think taking a course would be very good for you because it will be a distraction from all of this. You can invest your time and pour your heart and soul into this. I think it would be I think it really would be very, very strong for you. Definitely recommended. Absolutely.
I mean, it could look good for the judge also that, like, I'm going to school. I can't be too crazy if I'm going to school.
There you go. Now, I want to say something here, okay? Remember I mentioned earlier actionable steps? These are the times that we do things to enrich ourselves. And I mentioned this is where we get into religion, New Age, meditation. I'm also going to throw study on that list.
But what about her stupid... Is Amy going to flounder? Not Amy. What was her name? What was the name of his attorney? Ashley Kersing.
Okay. When you say flounder, what do you mean?
Like make a fool out of herself. Like.
No, I don't. Mm-mm. No, I don't.
She's still going to be a formidable person?
I'm sorry, a formidable person?
Yeah.
Water that down for me. What do you mean by formidable?
In other words, like someone to, like, reckon with, like a strong lawyer.
I think she's clever and she's witty, but you need a different attorney.
She's such a liar. She's really one of the biggest liars that I've ever met. My husband doesn't feel bad that he, like, ruined his children's lives.
I don't think he sees it as ruining their lives. I really don't.
He sees it as saving them from me?
You have to understand something. You're dealing with an individual with addiction. He's not thinking straight or behaving straight.
You really see him, he's a real addict?
Yes. And let me explain something. an addict is not a person that has to get hammered every single day. An addict just needs to depend on the material, the substance. And they could be grouchies. And let me explain this other thing so we have clarity. People that use substances, that has an impact on their cognitive ability and their ability to make sound decisions.
So he really, really, I mean, I feel worse myself. He really ruined his life.
I got to tell you something. Many people that use, they do. They make poor choices. They lose jobs. They wreck in marriages. They wreck in family relationships. They burn through money. They get DUIs. They cost people lives, and they cost people their hearts. And they get sick. They reckon with their health.
So he really... What made him start?
Oh, yo, that's a rich question. Very rich. It's like a thick soup. This has been here for a long time.
How long?
Oh, this goes way back. I can't give you an exact number, but it feels old. That I can tell you.
Which addiction?
I don't know. I can only, when I, in my reading, when I look at addiction, I put all of them in one shoebox. I know from a technical perspective, one could be legal and the other one is illegal. I don't look at it that way because an addiction is an emotional dependency that impacts, period, simple, real simple. I have to be a simpleton because bottom line, the person's still not behaving in a logical, reliable way.
Because 4 or 5 years ago, he was acting in a normal, logical way.
It does not mean he wasn't using. Your question is, how long has this been going on? And what I'm saying is...
6 years ago.
No, it goes back even further, yo. It doesn't mean that he was getting hammered. I see him as the type of person that this may have started off lightly, and little by little it became more intense. It's like a
thing
of
it
like this. I'm going to
like
give you...
You're talking about, let's say,
Hear me out, please. I'm referring to think of it like this. I'm going to use this as an example to illustrate a visual point, okay? Because we're on the phone. It's like a person who has one cigarette a day, then it goes to 2 cigarettes, then it escalates to half a pack, then it goes to a full pack, then it goes to 2 packs. It gradually builds up. That's how I see him.
So what exactly is he addicted to?
Well, we definitely know something there with alcohol. I believe there's something with pills, and there's definitely there with sex, but there could be more. I have no way of being able to get you that. I'm just going off of my vibrations. There could be more. There, money's an issue as well. That's an addiction. Control is an addiction.
Right, no, because he needs to fuel his addiction. He never used to be so into money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, he needs to pay for it.
And to me, it feels like, I think over the years, greed has taken over.
Is his family going to know about it?
I think once he gets busted, something is going to be revealed. And when you say family, I'm also extending that to the children. So the short answer is...
I'm talking about his...
Yeah, I know.
You know, his mother and siblings.
I know. The non-children, I got it. Yes, the answer is yes.
Yeah.
I think everybody's going to know that.
Are they going to, like, apologize to me? or never, or they'll blame me for it.
No, I don't think they'll blame you, but I think they have too much swollen egos to apologize.
They all have swollen egos, all the stupid chauffeurs.
I'm sorry.
Okay, but the truth is...
But I will tell you this, Yo. You come out a survivor on top of all this stuff. But there's one thing you need, and you know what that is?
Faith?
Yeah, I'll agree with that. The one I'm leaning more on is focus.
Yeah.
And I'm on you. I'm being very strict on you.
Okay, so tomorrow I'm really going to do something.
You want to know something, my dear?
Today I know, I said that before.
Tomorrow is today.
I know. I'm going to do something tomorrow.
Please.
No, so do you think they're going to take me, let's say I don't have money to pay them,
mm-hmm.
and I show them what there is, do you think they'll take me as a client based on the potential?
I think you're going to get something out of there. I just really want you to walk through those doors.
Okay.
You're going to get something.
I mean, my stupid husband, so you really think my Akiva and Yona didn't call me because they thought there's who knows what? Because their father said something about me?
Correct. Yes. Yeah.
Rivka believes her father.
I think they may be a bit gullible.
So Rivka is gullible. Yeah, she's gullible. Right word. What about Blima? Or Blima's blaming me for her problems.
I see her too as gullible.
She's not gullible, Blima.
With her? With him? The father, yes.
Rachel. April 20, 08.
What's the specific question?
She used to be my smiliest, best, love me to pieces. Mm-hmm. And I feel like she was totally swayed by her two older sisters.
I didn't understand what you said. Swayed by what?
By her two older sisters, by Rivka and Blima.
Yep, agreed. Yes, agreed. Most certainly, yes.
I feel bad for her. A kid in ninth grade needs a mother.
I really want you to understand something. The amount of energy you're putting into this depletes you from taking action. It drains you.
I guess eventually she'll come back to me. You think Rachel will come back to me eventually?
Eventually, but it's going to require time.
What do you mean by time?
It's not going to be immediate. It's going to take a while.
Why, till Dad gets busted?
Possibly, yeah. And, of course, maturity. It could be a combination. It could be something that's seen later on that, the mind starts to realize certain things. Certain things don't add up right anymore. Children may see their parents as saints, but later on they get to see that they really weren't saints. They just had different lenses on. It's like wearing a pair of glasses.
Right, so I hope he gets caught with porn in my house.
Well, Yo, here's the thing. The only way anything is going to take place is if you take action.
How? Yeah. By putting like a camera on the house, you think?
No. I already gave you a list.
No, I know, but I'm saying how could it be caught that my kids will see it?
That's where you have to take the investigator. You got to talk to the investigator about that. You need an investigator on this.
Okay, fine. Okay. I'm going to call you once the investigator is hired. How's that?
Please.
Okay, fine.
Okay. You sound lighter, mm-hmm. actually. That's good.
I mean,
breathe. And I also want to add this. Deep breathing is highly recommended for you. I feel it in your energy, where your energy is so drained. And Yo, they have free videos on YouTube. Deep breathing relaxation exercises. Affirmations. You want to hear something really cheap? The singer Sia has a song called Unstoppable, and the lyrics are very affirming. If it means singing a song, whatever you do to affirm yourself.
It's very hard. I'm living like all by myself.
I know.
When do you think I'll be able to get my three babies?
First, you need to take action steps. Right now, can't go there. But I will tell you this. I know that by March, well, let's just say around the spring season, this is going to be a bit different. Right now, we got to get onto those action steps. No action steps, no results.
Okay. You think my husband's going to live long?
I would never be able to look at that, you know. It is impossible for me to look at that. I never look at death, and I'm not even allowed to.
Okay, but one second.
Go ahead.
Oh. What was saying about my stomach?
There could be a lot of pressure in the body. Deep breathing. Careful what you eat, especially acids, because your stomach is sensitive. You need to get the
right
nutrition.
I'll tell you one. Because it was like a psychic that officially was removing something tomorrow from my stomach. What's that supposed to mean? And burying it 6 feet behind.
Oh, God, no. That is definitely not my forte. That sounds more like a ritual, which I have no specialty on, and I don't recommend. Because, look, I'm more about cycles and dynamic energy, and nothing changes that. I do believe in the power of visualization, and I do believe in affirmations, and I do believe in action plans. I do believe in meditation, but rituals, not my thing. Sorry. I don't think they work. So that's just me. That's everybody.
Yeah, I know, because like one person says something about a frog. One person says this. I mean, everyone's like, oh, I don't know. I feel like I could use, if I had extra money, I could buy myself a piece of jewelry. I can't spend money on these stuff anymore.
I think finding, honestly, that real estate course would do you the world of justice. I really do.
Okay, I'm going to start it, like, right after the holidays.
Please. Yes. In fact, end of January is not a bad period, but I would say researching that now.
No, I researched it already. I have a number.
Good. Get timetable.
I have a number, and I have a job also.
Okay, please hear me out, y'all.
Yeah.
Timetables, dates, schedules, that is what I'm recommending. And if they're offering you a job, you know, it wouldn't be a bad idea to look into that. I really would advocate that for you. Yes, I would.
No, a job means you're not making money, but you're learning the tools of the trade.
And that's awesome for you. Absolutely.
Right. So that's worth a lot.
Yes. I recommend that. I think that's a That is a very good way to use this energy. Absolutely. That gets the golden seal, okay? Yes. Have you ever heard me give something the golden seal?
No, but I'm glad I asked you about nursing or this.
Oh, absolutely. Now, I think you do a far better, more victorious, successful, and financially rewarding with real estate. Hands down, absolutely real estate.
Well, you could see me making a lot of money?
I could see you doing very well, yes, and making strong connections.
I mean, you could earn more than $1 million a year.
Well, I wouldn't be able to see how much you would earn, but I could see you doing well. That I can tell you. Let's first.
You know, well doesn't mean 150 a year.
Well, yo, here's the deal. In order to do even better, we got to put more into it, which means we also have to invest our mind. And right now, your mind is on these clearing a lot of things outside of career. There's no way you can jump to there without resolving this here. And
right.
So
I'm going to have to work on the next 2 days on this.
And also the focus. The only way you can really get there is through focus. Do you see how focus comes up over and over?
Yeah.
So what's your action step?
No, so the truth is I really have to, before I do the real estate, I have to take care of these things.
Absolutely. And no one says you can't put a little bit of something into the real estate. Yo, it could be the best thing that could happen to you because it gives you an outlet to exercise and use your energy and pour your heart and soul into it. I advocate it, to be honest with you. I really do.
And I guess get to know people. I'm like a little isolated, a lot
Absolutely.
Isolated from people.
Absolutely. More reason, yo. If you want to turn your life around, if nothing changes, nothing changes. It's a cheap saying. I got it off of I forgot where. But you know something? If you want something to happen, you got to make it happen. I think taking that job, even if it's just for a few hours, it would give you an outlet that would inspire you and would probably enrich your focus.
Right, and then my kids are going to think better of me.
I think you're going to think better of yourself.
Right.
And that, my dear, is more important than anything else. Because this really takes a toll on you.
Right.
I think that's actually one of the most positive things you can do, actually. I really do.
Okay. And I just have to get like a new therapist and doctor. I saw somewhere in Hackensack that like 5-star and they're women, and they say they treat the whole person on the whole. I'm going to go there.
Good. Good. So you've got a couple of things on your list that you can definitely roll out.
That I'm going to do today, right?
Good. Good. Now we're talking. Yes, please.
So if my husband's going to wait that I should call again to see the kids today, I'm not.
I didn't even hear you. Could you please say that again? I'm sorry.
The supervisor called to see the kids like 4 times, and he ignored them all. He never called back. So if he's waiting for another phone call, he won't get one.
Okay. Yeah.
Now he's going to have to pay for everyone's things, what they're doing.
I think that, yo, listen, right now, I think that one of the better things you can do is look into that job. I really do. Sometimes I don't know why I tell people the things I tell them. Sometimes that's the gift of a vibration.
No, you have to first take the course.
Okay.
So it happens to be I like studying.
Expanding your mind, absolutely. And, yo, no one says you can't get the books now and pre-study. Read them at home. Read them before you start the course. That way, once the course starts, you're ahead of yourself. No one's
I have no fun doing that. Now I'm just going to, like, whatever. I have to write a list of what I have to do, like those things. I'll have to call them in the morning.
Good.
Like, you know, in 2 hours. And just do that.
Good, yes.
So Mendy Moskowitz, I guess, forget about him.
Yeah.
I just gave $3,000. Should I go after the $3,000 and ask him for the money back, or I should just ignore it?
I think you need to get the new attorney first, then focus on getting the money back.
I should focus on getting the money back?
No. I said get the attorney, get a new attorney first, then focus on the money.
So eventually I should focus on the money? Because I did tell him that,
yes.
Like...
Yes, but not now as a priority. In order of
Because what did I pay him for? I paid him for what? To represent me? He didn't do anything.
Okay. No, let me know if I could speak, because interrupting is not going to help.
You could speak. Sorry.
That's okay. I'm recommending, from a perspective of sequence, get the new attorney first. Lock down a new attorney first. After you do, then go after trying to get that money back.
No, but the question is, the question is if I'm going to make an enemy out of him. But really, he stole the money from me.
I don't think he can be any more of an enemy than he already is.
Then he is already. You think he's talking about me already? I mean, he's talking to Bela about me.
He looks questionable and untrustworthy.
What about Tamar Weiser? Last question.
Sure. What about, where exactly shall I look?
Is she trustworthy? I was staying by her house, and she kicked me out of her house. I mean, they put pressure on her, but, like, I was still hurt.
Is she trustworthy is the question. Let me take a look. I need to know where to look. That's why I'm asking. Okay, let me take a look here. I'm looking at, 18? And what is she, 25? I think she could be two-faced. So to me, I'm leaning on a no answer.
No, right? I think she could be like Mendy's best friend, and she could like talk about like how not good I'm doing to my siblings.
That's definitely more than one face. Agreed. Yes.
And I don't think she had to kick me out of her house. She's like, I see a decline. Yeah. Once she kicked me out of her house, it was a decline. At least I heard, like, voices. So basically I'm left with nobody.
No. Yo. This is why I'm paying.
I have to make new friends.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah.
More reason why focusing on these steps is going to be the springboard to a new start for you.
Right. One more question. I know I told you one more question before. Do you think my kids are going to blame me for the divorce?
I think once the spouse is exposed, all this is going to change.
I hear.
I'm sorry?
I hear. Unless they're gonna blame me for exposing him.
No. No.
I mean, I was kicked out. It's 8 months already. So they're gonna say, they all thought he wanted me to get help and then he's gonna take me home. But like, look at this. Baloney. Why did he plan on kicking me out? In December, he got an LLC.
I'm not understanding the question. I need you to water this down because I'm not understanding. Why did you
I know I had a hard time after I had a baby, but why did he kick me out? I didn't know about the money thing. I didn't know about his addictions. I didn't know anything. So why did he decide to kick me out of the house?
I think little by little this has gotten worse, and I think his fears have increased. I also think that he has gotten more burned out. I think it's a combination. I don't think it's just one thing at all. I think it's a combo, and I think it's been like a time bomb that's been increasing.
What, a time bomb for what? Like he had enough of me?
A time bomb with the burnout. The burnout has been increasing gradually.
What, just like studying every day and like... Gosh, I feel sorry for him.
And you know what, yo? You're not going to get logical... You're not going to get the logic out of this, and I hear you. And it's not going to make sense, and it's not supposed to make sense, because you're dealing with an individual with addiction.
I wonder, I wish I could check up, what makes somebody an addict?
You know, trauma is one. Another is escape. Fantasy. Coping mechanisms. It becomes gradually a pattern that one may look as a pattern that helps them because it numbs things out. And, you know, it's also a disease. It's a combination. Then, of course, the brain gets altered. And
so who did he want to numb out?
Ooh, I didn't get any of that. I'm sorry.
Who did he want to numb out? You think I caused him trouble?
No, yo. Listen, a person who has a coping mechanism, an unresolved trauma, is already a person who's got a lot to work on themselves.
So what trauma did he have?
This goes back to childhood.
Do you have any idea what trauma he has?
I'm sorry?
You have any idea what trauma he had?
I would be able to get you that, yo. But all I can say is this goes back to childhood.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Fine.
Breathe. You've got a list now of actions. I would love, you know what I would love to hear from you? You know what I would love to hear you say?
Tomorrow night, call you up and say, hey, this is what I did.
I did my homework, yes, please. And yo, I really need to say this. In the time of darkness, light is what we're seeking. And that is something that's available to you.
I know. I'm still like a little in denial. Whatever. It's like a hard. I need a very skilled therapist. Put it this way. And a very skilled lawyer.
And you also need a very skilled prayer.
Prayer?
And prayer. Yeah. You know,
yeah, oh, I'm kidding. I'm praying the whole time. I'm coming from someone's thing. The only thing is I'm gonna need money. I hope my father is gonna open up his packet.
No, we know earlier we looked at that, but that's not answering the prayer question. I was only halfway, not even halfway.
No, I'm praying for a miracle. I'm praying for one person to believe me and give me and help me. You know, one person. Like make one friend.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what I'm hoping for. My rabbi is with me. He's full of abuse. Otherwise, he wouldn't. Everyone else is believing my husband. I don't know. It's like so, whatever. I feel bad for him that he's ruining his entire life. I feel so bad. I honestly feel sorry for him that he's ruining his life. He has so much potential.
Right now, I will tell you this.
I should feel worse for myself.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
I should feel worse for myself.
I would say right now it's more about you taking charge and taking action.
Right. No, I agree. Otherwise, like, why do I think? He's not sitting over here staying up and worrying about me.
Yeah. Agreed. Agreed. So I definitely want to hear that you took charge, okay?
Okay, I'm going to ask the Shui for a lawyer.
Good.
That's what I'm going to do, and I'll let you know the name.
Beautiful. Let's check.
Okay. I'll let you know the name, okay. And I'll let you know if it's better than this Maddie.
Beautiful.
Because this is something, this is a lawyer that's driving him crazy how much child support he has to give. And, like, I have, like, no money, and I never worked. And, like, it makes no sense that he's scot-free and there's no temporary alimony that he has to give. There's so many things that make no sense with this lawyer.
This is why I really... There are so many reasons I come up with getting a new attorney, yo.
Oh, no, it makes so much sense. Like, he what win did he give me?
I'm sorry,
nothing. What win did he give me? Even, like, the children's attorney. He's lazy. Why didn't he call them and tell them, show them pictures? I developed tons of pictures of my children. And let's say, and my house the way it was when with mold, the way I was living with before. Like, so many things that prove that, like, he's abusive. And why is that an addiction? Isn't like, alcoholism, like, dangerous for kids to live with?
Yeah. This is why a new attorney is going to be much better for you.
Right. I mean, I need to have my kids, like, immediately, my babies.
Right now, first things first, okay?
Okay, fine. Here he goes. I'm going to. I bought a laptop so I'd be able to do some research.
Okay.
Now I'll be able to do some research online.
Go ahead.
And then this stupid Tamar Weiser, she just. I think she got jealous of me when I had some money. For some odd reason. That she just. Kick me out of her house.
It feels to me like this individual may have been so two-sided, and I question if this was really ever a front.
I think she started off as one, but then she, like, then she became really, really, really mean.
Mm-hmm.
She, like, took advantage of me. Like, whenever I wasn't, like, feeling great, let's say, like, my kids all went to Switzerland, 13 of them, and I was in a bad mood, she called me up, and she's like, okay, let's talk about, like, when are you leaving the house? I'm like, are you for real? You couldn't have found another place at a time? I have something mail to her. Can I have the date of this? No. She's busy yelling at me, I need a PO. But one stupid freaking paper that came to her mailbox, my goodness. But whatever. Look, I don't know. I'm a big believer in karma.
And sometimes letting the universe do its thing is important here. Yes.
When I'm saying karma, I don't mean karma as a thing. I mean God giving it back. Look, I was unfortunately in a bad situation. I used to be on a high. I remember when she was studying for her bar. She's a lawyer, and her kids were flying, and she couldn't manage her kids. And I had it all together, and she was, you know what I mean? And, like, now my house collapsed for some odd reason. Who's to say that her house won't? One second.
Sure.
I mean, I hope her house won't collapse, but, like, you never know.
Is that like a television or a radio in the background?
Yeah, let me close it. I just went into my room. But, like, you never know, like, wait a minute, power. Gosh, how do I close this? You know, I'll just close the volume. I'm trying to do this. It's not. Oh, volume here.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, sorry. Look, you never know. You never know who my kids are going to marry. And you never know. I hate to say it, but she's from Africa. I mean, she's white, but like, whatever, like dark skin, but from Africa, from the Congo. So she likes to call herself European. But she's really not European. You know what I mean? And like, in my circles, she's fatty, she's from, I don't know, whatever.
Yo, okay, right now?
I have to focus on myself.
Yes, exactly, you can't go there.
I know, but
otherwise, you're not going to get anything done.
Okay, and I kind of wanted to see revenge, you know what I mean?
I know, but yo, right now, we got... It's like, you know what this is like? It's like rushing a person through the doors of an emergency room in a hospital. If you want to stop the bleeding, you got to focus on the more immediate things.
Right.
Okay.
I don't know. She used to help me. She completely abandoned me, didn't help me, but whatever. Oh.
So sorry. I know that's heavy. But please, right now, the focus on stopping the blood and getting through those doors.
I mean, I'm not going to tell a soul what I'm doing. Like, not one person, nobody. They could all wonder what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm. That could definitely feel very abandoning.
I don't trust anybody. How's that?
Yeah. Oh, sure. Absolutely. And you know something, yo? Right now, it's about making new associations. But please, I keep telling you, it's about these action steps, because I think that's going to jumpstart a lot for you.
Okay, so I have to first, I guess, get a lawyer. That should be the first one.
I actually recommend going to the group and hiring the investigator, and then from the investigator getting the lawyer.
Okay, so there's two investigators that I saw. One is cop caller that's next to this. I called up a few times and didn't answer. One said, I'll call you back later, but whatever. So, and then I saw a different one that was in North Jersey. I forgot what they were called, but I think I'm going to go with them. Like, I called cop caller like four times and no one answered. Like, we say 24 hours. Whatever. I think I'm going to do that.
Okay.
And then I saw a five-star forensic.
Okay, so just to clarify, you're asking me the difference between both of these investigations? I'm not clear on the question.
No, I was this cop caller and the other one. I forgot what they're called.
Okay.
But, like, if they didn't answer me a few times, I think I'm just going to go with the North Jersey one. I called them at least, like, 3-4 times. Whatever. Maybe I look at reviews first, and then I'll see. Okay. Very good. So thank you so much. I'm looking forward to calling you and telling you what I did. Okay, thank you. Hello?